WFT. Woofty. Here's your word for today with Professor Rolly Sussex.
If you give someone a boost or boost them, they are trying to climb or reach a higher position, and you provide an additional upwards force from below, a kind of vertical kinetic augmentation. This idea of adding oomph to help someone achieve something need not be merely physical. You can boost someone's morale, their hopes in love, their aspirations in politics, or their intentions in losing weight. If you do this, you are a booster. And booster is also the word applied to inoculations. When your immunity is running out and you need an additional shot to stop you getting typhoid or hepatitis C or malaria or depression. But getting back to pushing someone's cause in politics or whatever, the action of enthusiastically promoting someone, or for that matter an organization or cause, is called, wait for it, boosterism. And when boosterism goes over the top, you can say, that ad campaign is an outright example of tasteless boosterism. The word boosterism is even recognized by my spelling checker. I must say that surprised me. I have only included it in the Woofties because it is the ugliest word I have met for quite some time. And now that the spelling checker has done its work for this Woofty, I'm going to find a way to remove boosterism from the words that I want my spelling checker to recognize as coming from me. I shall apply an anti-boosterism antidote. I shall boost the anti-boosterism capacity of my writing tools. I'm Rolly Sussex, and this has been your unusually pompous word for today.
For more on language, check out the ABC podcast, A Word in Your Ear, available free on iTunes and the ABC website.